Today, as you may have heard in the bulletin, marks the deadline for almost 350,000 people still receiving the pandemic unemployment payment to confirm what the government is describing as their continued eligibility to receive the payment. And there were figures, of course, noting a fall off in the numbers on that payment as the economy continues to reopen. Well, several hundred thousand people have come off that payment. Let's talk to the Minister for Social Protection, Heather Humphreys, who's on the line for us. And Minister Humphreys, you must be pleased enough with the figures coming off that pandemic unemployment payment.
Yeah, well, yes, indeed. Today's pandemic unemployment payment figures, they're very positive, and they show that the economy is moving in the right direction and that people are getting back to work. The payment issued today to just over 345,000 people, which represents a decrease of over 67,000 compared to last week, and also represents the largest weekly decrease since the payment was introduced. So this means that the number of people receiving this important state support is actually down 42% since the peak of the crisis on the 5th of May.
It also means, Minister, it also means that more than 50% of people who were on the payment at the peak are still receiving it, and the payment comes to an end, as we know, on the 10th of August. So what's to be done?
Yes, well, of course, the payment is due to come to an end then, but I'm obviously working with my government colleagues in terms of, you know, deciding what the next step should be. And I'm conscious that there are 345,000 receiving the pandemic unemployment payment. And these people would normally be at work. And I want to make sure there's not a cliff edge reduction. What I want to see is that it's fair, because these people lost their jobs through no fault of their own. So, as I said, I'm working closely with my colleagues in government, and it will be announced as part of the July stimulus package, the next steps.
So people shouldn't be disheartened as that 10th of August deadline looms and they haven't returned to their jobs.
Yeah, well, as I said, I'm discussing this with my cabinet colleagues, and it'll be the announcement will be a part of the July stimulus package.
So what are you hoping for in that then, from your point of view as Minister for Social Protection?
Yeah, well, as I said, I don't want to see people just falling off a cliff edge in terms of, you know, their income reduction. So I want it to be fair, and because, as I said, people have lost their jobs, and I'll make the announcement in due course, but I have to talk to my cabinet colleagues first.
Now, you're also bringing a memo to cabinet today on PRSI, and this is PRSI which would not ordinarily have been accrued or earned or paid, rather, by people who have come on to the pandemic unemployment payment. There's a big gap there in terms of future benefits, and you're looking to shore that up, correct?
Yes, indeed. So the Cabinet's meeting this afternoon, and I intend to ask colleagues to approve a proposal in relation to social insurance, as you said. Because of the exceptional circumstances of COVID-19, this proposed legislation will ensure that those receiving the pandemic unemployment payment will get the full PRSI contribution entitlements. So that'll be important to protect a person's entitlement to future payments, both long-term and short-term, such as pensions, but particularly the shorter-term payments such as illness, maternity and paternity benefits. So this means that they won't lose their entitlements because they were out of work due to COVID-19.
Who will pay for that?
Well, obviously, this was a solidarity payment with the people of this country. When you look at PUP and how many people received the payment, and that obviously will come out of Exchequer funding, and that's something that we have managed to achieve over the last number of months. The payment has been hugely important because everybody has had to make huge sacrifices.
But it's not something, for instance, that people in receipt of the PUP payment will find coming directly from their own pay packets in future months or years.
No, this will be paid for out of Exchequer funding.
All right, OK. Cabinet has much to talk about this afternoon. There will be Barry Cowan. We heard a little piece from him earlier from our Midlands correspondent, Kieran Mullooly. What are your thoughts about what Barry Cowan may or may not need to say to his Cabinet colleagues this afternoon, and perhaps in terms of speaking to the Dáil at a later date?
Well, firstly, I want to say that what Barry did was wrong. You can't drink and drive, and he accepts that. As far as I'm concerned, Minister Cowan has said he is sorry. He made a statement in the Dáil, and he paid a price for his mistake, and he was banned from driving. So that's the situation.
Your ministerial colleague, Catherine Martin, feels that perhaps he could say more at this point.
Well, to be fair, he has made his position clear. He made a stupid mistake. He paid the price. And anyone who heard a statement in the Dáil last week shows he recognised he made a mistake and he apologised unreservedly. And in fairness, people do make mistakes and it shouldn't be held against them for the rest of their lives.
We'll leave it there. Minister Heather Humphreys, thank you indeed for joining us this lunchtime.